Left to right on your radio dial, there is Baldy, there is Travis, and of course, there is the tip sheet, the A-team. How's everyone today? Good? We're rocking?
Yeah. Oh,
so good, dude.
Yeah, really
I feel
good.
Amazing today.
All right, very good.
Of course,
I feel amazing, too.
Did you win something? Did a pick come through? That's why you feel so amazing?
No, I just feel great, you know?
Okay. He's definitely
just big pick-me-up.
I think he definitely won something.
It's a big...
I'm a winner.
We all know that tip sheet.
I mean, I heard it right off the bat at 6 a.m. I was like, man, he is having a great morning. You could just tell.
Boy, you have no idea.
Just ready to roll, man.
What's going on there? What am I missing?
Oh, our 6 o'clock drop open this morning.
That's great.
I threw a bone to you guys.
Oh, he did.
Because I love you guys.
A big bone.
Doesn't feel like it.
Do what you want to.
That's how the day got started here on the ticket. Which somehow I heard because I wake up right around 6 a.m. But for some reason this morning I woke up in the 4 o'clock hour. So I just decided to go ahead and get my workout in for the day. And so I was listening and I heard that and I texted him immediately. I was like, you know, that's pretty funny. That's actually a great drop.
It's the perfect off mic drop.
It really is, man.
And that was off mic and it's heard really clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And he's like, very Kirk Cousins-y. And it is.
It does sound like
you
Kirk
like
Cousins.
That? Boy, I didn't even.
You like that? You like that? Do what you want.
Whoa, it's the same inflection and everything.
That's awesome.
Anything you need to know about that minute and a half yesterday, I got you. I got you.
That's funny. So we did have a little angst on the program yesterday. If we want to pull the curtain back.
It was so Kirk Cousins-y.
I didn't even put those two together, but my God, is that...
That's good.
That you have Kirk Cousins' excitement or anger or whatever it is. I don't know, but man, I didn't even put that together.
And I'm probably just as weird as Kirk Cousins in a different way.
So to pull the curtain back just a tiny bit, a little bit more, I was texting with Tip Sheet yesterday. And he's such a jerk.
No.
Tip Sheet is
just now realizing
you know what? I really am. I am.
He's a quiet troll.
He is an absolute in the weeds assassin that when you see him rise up out of the water, he has all the camouflage and he has the weeds. Like he is just right there as an assassin. He played a song yesterday after the Yanks that I just looked at him and said, "You are an absolute D."
So I will
So then
you.
That was just in the rotator. That was
shut
random.
Up. I and thought, we were texting yesterday until she said, "I've listened to this so many times, I can write a 1,000-word essay on it."
Maybe more. I've listened to it so many more times since that text.
Amazing.
Oh. Well, we're good. We are a family.
I love everybody here.
I do too.
It's like, interesting.
It's like Dream Girls. We are a family.
We're like Dream Girls.
Like why does it always come back to Dream Girls?
Yeah, or why Randall? Is it Dream Girls?
Paper.
That's who I am. I'm Paper, Randall, and Dream Girls. That's who I am. I'm a mixture of all three.
You're a man of substance.
It is kind of funny, though, like the
Leave
way that...
alone.
Because you guys didn't grow up with brothers.
No.
And I have a brother who's 2.5 years younger than me, and we used to fight, like, viciously. You can't see it because of my beard right now. I have scars on my face from him clawing my face. And then there'd be times, like one time he slammed the door on his own hand and then went to my dad and told him that I did it. So I got in trouble for that. So it's just one of those things, man, like when you have... Like, we're around each other so much in your family that sometimes, you know.
Gets heated.
It does.
Every so often. But it's one of those things that reminded me a lot of me and my brother. And I was kind of telling you this a little bit this morning to Travis. We're grown adult men, my brother and I, who have known each other for however old he is, because I've known him since the day he was born. And there will be times where even now, we will be on a trip together, and there are times where me and him will yell at each other. Because it's just, dude, stop. And
no.
He, like, sometimes I feel like he thinks it's hilarious, and it probably is. But I also know how to get on his nerves. And like sometimes you just do that because you're brothers, and it ends up being a thing. And people that might see that be like, oh my God, how are these guys ever going to be around each other again? I thought they were brothers and loved each other. And then the next day we're totally fine. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. If you'd seen the off air, you'd probably wonder how we're talking to each other right now.
Yeah. That was,
it's fine.
It was intense.
Pretty intense. It was pretty intense.
There's a lot of high fives and.
Yeah. There's a ton of high fives.
But you know, you're right though. People you hang around with the most. Are the ones that's going to get on your nerves the most. And you know, you do it all the time with your lady. You're trying to get under her skin just enough to take it right to the edge before she's about to crack. And you're laughing your ass off because it's funny. It's just who we are. That's human nature. And yeah, I didn't grow up with brothers, but my older sister, she was the one pushing all the buttons. She knew that how emotional I was growing up. So any type of needling at all would send me over the edge to where there's tears in my eyes and she would enjoy it. So that's just how it was. Now we don't do that now. I can't remember the last time we even thought about having an argument with my family, but it's, you know, with the wife. Yeah. All right. You're feeling a little bit randy. Let's see how I can get under her skin a bit. I'm not touching you. Like all that stuff is just so true.
I remember this is probably like 12 years ago now where my brother and I were on a trip with a couple of our friends. And my brother is notorious for getting ready as it's incredible how long it will take a man to get ready. Like it's amazing.
Boy, I might be right there with him.
No, and sometimes I think, cause I'll be like, hey man, everybody else is ready to go. It's not, if it's just me, whatever, cause I grew up with you, whatever. But man, when we're around other people, I'm like, Chris, come on. Like other guys are waiting on you. We're all ready to leave and we don't want to leave you behind. So it was a whitewater rafting trip. So, you know, you change to go on the whitewater rafting and then you get soaked from all the river water and whatnot. So you might, they had like a little shower, if I remember correctly, and you go and you change clothes. So we all go to the car and I'm not kidding you, like a half hour goes by and my friends are like, dude, where's your brother? Like, we want to leave this area. Like, I don't know. And then here comes Chris. He's walking out and I go, dude, what are you doing? He goes, what? I'm like, man, do you realize that we've all been sitting at the car for like half an hour waiting on you? He goes, huh. It seemed like 5 minutes to me. And then I forget exactly what happened. We ended up getting in an argument. So I get really irritated and I go, I forget what happened. All I know is I ended up grabbing what I thought was his swimsuit and grabbing, go, oh yeah, you want this? And I threw it across the parking lot and he just looks at me and goes, that was your swimsuit. And it was. It was my swimsuit. And so I had to go get it. And he just gets, he doesn't even get mad, gets in the car and just sits there. And then I go and get my swimsuit and get in the car. He goes, we're all waiting on you.
What a jerk.
Golly. Damn it.
So it's just, but.
Right. That's what that's all about. Though.
Right. Right.
That's who we are as humans. And that's what we're supposed to do. I needle my buddy all the time. My buddy we travel with, we went to Minnesota. Like if we're going to course with a couple people we don't know, and they hear us talking to each other. They're like, man, I thought they were friends.
They're aggressive.
Oh, no, we're great.
Yeah.
This is what we do. So that's what happened yesterday, and it was
what happened? Well, we just explained it, me. We just explained
it. Man, you could do a 30 for 30 on this, huh, Tipsy?
Please don't give them any ideas.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could.
Damn it.
Behind the scenes.
Fine. I'm going to put it on a t-shirt soon.
Great.
Word for word.
Okay.
Well, you can put Travis's face with what happened in a bubble over his head. I would wear that every day. Every day. But do what you want then.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, man. I mean, brothers, we kind of all see each other that way. So
Kirk Cousins. That's how good.
It is. As soon as he said that this morning when I texted you, I thought that was hilarious. And now that'll probably end up being the name of a beer coming up at some point.
Oh, perfect.
Gosh.
Do what you want then.
Heck yeah.
That'd be great.
That's great. But when you open the can, I wanted to say that in his voice every time.
Instead of making the pop sound.
You open it.
Get Matt's voice.
Do whatever you want.
Do what you want then.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such vitriol.
Oh, so great.
Oh, it happens. What are you going to do?
No, what are you going to do?
You just make up.
You
move
do.
On. Next day.
Everything's good now.
I mean, you just listen to it 38 times.
Well, that's what you do.
I bet that's not even close to the amount of times you've listened to it.
Yeah, that was probably the first, like, 4 hours.
The first 38 minutes.
I can already see because Tyler plays on our softball team, of course. I mean, he's basically our manager. I can already see we're going to be out there on Sunday, and at some point I'm going to round first base. I'm going to hear you yell that at me.
Oh, yeah. I got so many team names for us in the future, too. Like, just everything. Just my brain's been spinning.
Which hopefully we'll get to play this weekend, because that would be nice.
Yeah, Tip Sheet was...
Although you're out.
I am out, yes. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the week, because I am going to a place I've never been before. Really excited about that. And it's probably going to be the longest that I've been gone.
Yeah, you're out for a while.
As far as time. Yeah, yeah. I have quite a bit of time off, but we'll get into that. But, man, I'm looking forward to today. I'm really looking forward to 12:30, because as we have our weekly entertainment segment on Wednesdays at 9:50, and we've talked about that documentary that we watched a ton of times, and it's Bronco Day today, and it's
June 17th, 1994,
piece of history that was so unbelievable when it was happening that TV networks had to make a decision to the crowning moment of an NBA season, their championship, had the small screen, and this had the big screen. No one cared about anything else. It's even at the game, they were keeping up with what was going on with the White Bronco Day.
That's the one event outside of 9/11 that it feels like every single person you knew was watching the exact same thing.
I know, and it's such different reasons as far as history goes,
right?
A former football player that's in a white Bronco going 30 miles an hour on the highway had everyone captivated for an entire evening.
For hours.
Hours upon hours.
In the middle of the summer, sitting there, and I'll never forget it, sitting there with my parents and my one brother. My other brother was way too little at the time. But, man, just for hours. And you were mesmerized by what you were seeing. Like, this cannot possibly be real.
Unbelievable that you're rushing home. If you're out, you're rushing home to make sure you don't miss anything. And the news went 24/7 about this and all the subsequent things that happened. It's one of the most important times in the history of this nation. If you start naming down huge events, that trial captivated everyone. I'm about to sneeze.
Okay. I'm about to sneeze. You going to be okay? He's fighting it off.
Did he hit one? Does he have a double barrel?
He's about to sneeze, but he's just staring off into space.
Look at the light.
Tickle your nose hairs. That'll help.
Yeah, pull a nose hair. Look at the light.
You all right?
But I want to. I want to get it over.
Yeah, look at the light. That'll help. I guarantee. Sniff in.
Look at the light, Carolyn.
You missed it.
I'm good.
It's been way too long. That's not going to materialize.
So, OJ, we'll have the full conversation at 12:35.
I'm surprised this doesn't happen on air more often, that we don't have hiccups, sneezes.
Yeah, especially one that is, I mean, this has been like a 35-second bit now here where you're trying to, okay, old guy, do your little funny bit. Take your little pen, tickle your nose, and make yourself sneeze.
Do we need to get the intern to get you some tweezers or something?
Pull this is fascinating.
Oh, jeez.
It is.
He thought it was off air, but it's on air.
You put your nose.
No. Fine, go over there.
Into the mic to do that.
Do whatever it is that you need to do, apparently. You okay?
Now we probably need to take a break.
Never got it out.
You still have not sneezed.
I'm trying!
How are you trying?